This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Denver Pride Fest kicked off yesterday at Civic Center Park. The 48th annual event celebrates the LGBTQ+ community over 2 days. As CPR's Tony Gorman reports, one couple had more to celebrate.
A small group gathered as Janeshli Algarine was led to a decorated table. After reading a heartfelt message, she turned around to her partner, Ian Nario, on one bended knee and proposed. The couple moved from Florida a year ago and have been together for over 4 years. They say Colorado and events like Denver Pride Fest have made it possible to be themselves. Algarine says they aren't moving back anytime soon.
Things were getting worse in Florida as things were getting better for us here, so we are really grateful to be here.
Nario says they are free to receive hormone replacement therapy in Colorado.
They just criminalized that. So if I were to return, like, I wouldn't even be able to receive the same care as I do here.
While the couple plans their wedding, Nario is preparing for the next chapter in their life. They were recently accepted into medical school. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Colorado Highway 7 could remain closed through the end of the month after a rock slide on June 14th. CDOT says it's about 90% done with the cleanup, with the goal of having everything cleared in less than a week. And this is CPR News and KRCC. In Denver and the Springs today, highs in the lower to mid 80s, Vail, the mid 70s. It's 9:06.